St. Dominic's Catholic Church in San Francisco presents a homily by Deacon Dan Rosen on December 8, 2019, the second Sunday of Advent. Today's Gospel is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12, proclaimed by Deacon Jimmy Salcido.
Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem and Judea and the whole region around Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear the threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
T-minus 17 days till Christmas. But who's counting? Gotta find where I put the cards. And yet there's still time, right? There is still time to sketch ideas with the Lord on how to spend this Advent time well. I read about the image of sketching ideas with the Lord in the little Advent blue book available in the baskets over there if you haven't gotten one. I really like that image. Can you imagine yourself and Jesus with your sketchbooks in hand? I like that sketching ideas because it suggests, right, that we don't have to have it all figured out. We don't need to be painting a masterpiece. We don't have to have it all perfect. And so what would the Advent sketchbook look like? Have we sketched a time to pray? And what does the place of my Advent prayer look like? Do we picture ourselves around the Advent wreath at home, or perhaps show a person sitting in a quiet corner of the church? Perhaps there's a group of folks gathered in meditation, or perhaps a group of folks listening intently to a Christmas concert, looking for inspiration. There's still time, isn't there, to be inspired December 11th and December 16th, right here. Imagine yourself there. Have we stepped back and looked to see in our painting, where's the light coming from, right? The light is the most important thing in painting, isn't it? And it's important if we want to see clearly. What's the source of our light? We don't need to be a Vermeer, but we do need to look deeply for the light that shines in the darkness. Does the Advent wreath help us to see more clearly? To see thee more clearly, to love thee more dearly, to follow thee more nearly, day by day. I don't know where that came from. Somewhere. Does the light give us a wider and deeper perspective of God's kingdom breaking into the world in ways that we hadn't imagined? Can we see the lion and the lamb, the kid and the wolf? Or do Isaiah's fantastic images remain pure fantasy? Perhaps a poet might shed light on these images and make them real when he writes, God, there are wolves and lambs in me, kind spirits and angry ones. Make gentle my bitter wolves and defend the lambs of mercy. Heal the wounds that feed my rage and give courage to my love. Grant that the wolf renounce its appetites and the lamb surmount its fears. May the Christ child lead wolf and lamb together, that I may be whole and all of me welcomed. May I find joy in what is strong and gentle, and in the power of tenderness and gratitude for creatures who all need each other. Christ child, lead me to peace. Imagine that. Does our Advent sketch include William Blake's insight that imagination is evidence of the divine? What's included in our sketchbook? Perhaps a Christmas tree and under it the gifts we bring. Have we reflected on the gifts that we give? Are they their most personal gifts? Do they reflect the love that we have for those who love us? And who is included in our sketchbook? A person we might be estranged from, perhaps. Someone who needs a personal Christmas note from us this year. Does our sketch reflect reconciliation and peace? For may the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are there angels in your sketchbook? Angels, messengers of God, right, play important roles in the Advent and Christmas stories. Perhaps they're pointing someone or something that needs a bit of our time, our talent, or our treasure. Ooh, I think I see a choir of angels floating over here. Kind of a choir of angels. With the angels in the psalmist, they too remind us, right, God shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity on the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. Their message, perhaps next Tuesday can also be a Giving Tuesday. Imagine going home with an angel from our giving tree. Does the sketchbook for Advent reflect it as a season of anticipation and hope, a season of prophets and prophecies? Are you sketching John the Baptist? with his kind of crazy hair and leather belt and camel's hair. Might be an icon, perhaps. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, a voice crying in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. A voice that seeks to wake and shake us to attention and draw us back to God's purposes. And how do we know that we are in tune with God's purpose? John's answer very easily, produce good fruit as evidence of our repentance. Advent is a season for waking up and imagining a world where God's dream is a reality for us all. Is our prayer in simplest terms, thy kingdom come, thy will be done? Do the stories and the great figures of Advent help give us a different perspective on life? Do they help shake me out of my indifference and complacency that comes from my own need for security and control in my kingdom? The Advent scriptures want me to think about getting ready, being prepared, staying awake, and taking action, and most all, not missing the opportunities to live the life Jesus wants me to live. Imagine that. The Advent season is like a car with one of those rear-view cameras. It allows us to look back to God's coming at Christmas, Word made flesh and dwelt among us, and a dash cam that looks ahead as we proclaim the mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Advent reminds us, right, that we are on the journey home to heaven. Advent says, now is the time to attend to some of those things we need to do right now in preparation for that journey. And so we say, save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. Jesus is here to help us sketch in a way that makes God's kingdom more present in our family, our neighborhood, our city, and our world. We are all called to produce good fruit as evidence of our repentance. Imagine that.